Coast Radio News for Friday, February 21st, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Lane County Sheriff's Department has released the names of the shooting that occurred Tuesday morning in the Southview residential community. According to Lane County Sheriff's detectives, 75-year-old Alan Terry was shot by his 71-year-old wife, Lana, before taking her own life. The couple has resided in Southview for several years. Records show they also have ties to Washington and Idaho. Sheriff's detectives have ruled that the shooting is an attempted homicide and a suicide, but have not concluded the reason for the violence. Alan Terry is still receiving medical treatment for his wound. There is no update on his condition. Yesterday, the intersection of Highway 101 and 126 was wrought with congestion as contractors completed the paving of the intersection, but there are still a few side street connections to complete today, but the 101-126 section is expected to be cleared today. Rain is expected to return on Sunday in Florence, and contractors plan to be finished with the paving project prior to the rain returning. Florence City Council's next planned meeting will be on March 2nd. A meeting was scheduled for this coming Monday, but was canceled. Next Thursday, the Lane County Master Recyclers will be holding a screening of Just Eat It, A Food Waste Story. The screening will be at City Light Cinema, and there will be two showings, one at 12:30 and one at 6:30. The film follows two food lovers as they navigate the issue of food waste from farm to retail to homes. The couple experiments on only eating discarded food for 6 months. Before and after the film, Master Recyclers will be on hand to answer questions about waste reduction. Tickets for the event are free but are on a first-come, first-served basis and are available in advance at the City Lights Cinema's box office. The Public Arts Committee has a scheduled meeting for Monday at City Hall. Generally, committee meetings during the first 2 months of the year are focused on training for new and existing members of the committee, but the PAC will also review finalists for the Art Exposed displays. The meeting will be held at 4 p.m. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, February 21st, 2020.